Yes, thank you so much. It is time for the good stuff. First, let's talk about our incredible sponsors. For example, Tri-State Livestock News. This season, you can spend some time with your ranching roots and appreciate what the land has to offer. Sunrise over the pasture, a day on horseback, the satisfaction of a job well done. And how about a fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News, packed with everything you need in a ranching publication? Visit tsln.com to subscribe. It's what ranchers read.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board welcomes you to November. How about that? Got here pretty quick, it seems like.
Yeah, it zoomed right in.
So you're sitting down, you're starting to plan your family vacation for next year. Well, take a look at visitvalentine.com. It'd be a great place to come create some family memories, a float down the Niobrara River for 1 or 2 days, some memorable golf at the Prairie Club or Frederick Peak Golf Club. Lots of things to do right here in the Valentine area. And you can find out all about it at visitvalentine.com. Is it too late to tell you something about jack-o'-lanterns for Halloween?
Absolutely not.
Just a little follow-up here to our past weekend.
Yeah.
In Ireland and Scotland, people began to make their own versions of jack-o'-lanterns by carving scary faces into turnips and placing them into windows or near doors to frighten away Stingy Jack and other wandering evil spirits. In England, large beets were used. That's a big beet.
That is.
Immigrants from these countries brought their vegetable carving traditions with them when they came to the United States, helping change American pumpkin carving from a general autumn pastime to one uniquely associated with Halloween. So, a little Halloween history for you.
That's right. You know, that kind of makes me think about the beets. We think they have to be great big like pumpkins, but I don't know that pumpkins were great big. I think that's been a lot of breeding over the years.
Probably genetics.
Yeah, I think so.
So some psychology facts for you today. I don't know if these are true or not, but I ran across them and I thought maybe we'd share them. If a person starts shaking their leg while sitting, they are intelligent.
Ooh, I like it.
If you talk to your pet like a person, it means you have a big heart. Being messy is a sign of a creative brain at work. If a person talks to themselves often, they have a sharp mind and deep thoughts. If someone prefers staying quiet in a group, they are usually the smartest observer. If someone laughs at dark humor, they have a high IQ and advanced thinking skills. People who overthink often are more empathetic and creative. I don't know, just some things I ran across that I thought I'd share with you on the good stuff. What do you have today?
I actually have something that Jim Thompson, the famous Jim Thompson, submitted. He got this from a friend in Pierre, and I love it because it is, if you grew up in South Dakota.
Oh, okay.
And I grew up in South Dakota, so I'm highly qualified to read this.
Okay.
Okay, to share it. So, if you grew up in South Dakota, you know how to poke, but never tried it sober.
Do you know how to poke? We've never poked.
No, we never have poked.
Oh.
Poked. We've never.
I don't know.
Pokered? Pokered?
No, we didn't pokered. Drop it. Go on.
Yeah, move on. If you grew up in South Dakota, you know what knee-high by the 4th of July means.
Ah, the corn crop.
Yep, exactly. And it's funny. I don't know that that really matters anymore, but it certainly was huge when I was a kid. And for many years after. You know, it's a tradition for the bride and groom to go bar hopping between the church and the reception.
That's true.
If you grew up in South Dakota, you know the difference between green and red farm machinery.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed. You buy Christmas presents at Runnings.
Runnings, yep, the farm store.
Yeah.
Who doesn't, though?
Exactly. Exactly. You spent more on beer and liquor than you did on food at your wedding.
I don't know about that one, but it could be close.
You or someone you know was a rodeo queen.
More than likely.
Yep, indeed. You know that combine is a noun.
Yes, you do.
Yes. If you grew up in South Dakota, you let your older siblings talk you into putting your tongue on a steel post in the middle of winter.
Hopefully only once.
Yeah, indeed. I hope so. If you grew up in South Dakota, you know that creek. Okay, it took a lot of years to make sure I said it right because I am from South Dakota. But if I hadn't have taken all those years of training, I would say, you know that crick rhymes with pick.
Yes, but it doesn't. It's creek.
Right. But like I said, took a lot of years of training to get that out of me. Football schedules, hunting season, and harvest are all taken into consideration before wedding dates are set.
Oh, those are good ones. So we better save some for another edition of The Good Stuff.